Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, including music.
Get a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Taylor Swift says, you're suing me? Well, I'm suing you.
Oh no.
The company that handles the rights for Taylor Swift's music and other trademarks has filed a lawsuit against Evermore Theme Park in Utah.
Oh, boy.
Remember Evermore filed its yes. lawsuit against her saying it's a trademark infringement because her album is called Evermore.
Yes.
And they have related merchandise. They claim that the album caused actual confusion.
Yes, queen.
That affected the park's online presence negatively and infringing on its marketing and merchandise. Well, at the time, Taylor Swift's lawyers said this is frivolous. Well, the new lawsuit, the countersuit, is now claiming that Evermore, the Utah park,
yes,
was regularly engaged in copyright infringement itself.
Oh, jeez.
The suit alleges that three songs that belong to Taylor Swift, Love Story, You Belong With Me, and Bad Blood, were regularly used in performances at the park without a proper license.
Gosh. Oh. Great.
Put up your dukes.
Come on now.
Oh, this is funny.
I get it, though. You know, if it's like, look, if you're going to try to do something, then we could really go to litigious war if you want to.
Don't be a hypocrite, right? So they claim that they blatantly ignored numerous notices from BMI and opted instead to continue to benefit from the free and unauthorized public performance of songs despite actual knowledge of the liability and penalties imposed by the Copyright Act to protect artists.
They are stupid.
Right?
Because then you're going to try to turn around and sue her when you've been using her music for free.
Right. I love this.
This is a great example of what good lawyers will do for you.
Right?
Because she's like, find something. Yep. Just go figure something out.
Oh, yeah?
And then they're like, oh, we got stuff.
Yeah. We got stuff. I love it. That to be continued. Catherine McPhee has had a baby.
Oh, with Lord Foster?
Yep. She and David Foster welcomed a baby boy. I don't have a name. He is, what is he, like 71?
Yes.
And she's 36.
Yeah.
He seems like he'd be a bad husband.
Sorry.
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
Well, all right.
He does. Yes. He does.
I'll tell you what, the documentary, that documentary that he had a hand in, you know, it does not make him out to be a good husband. If by good husband, one of the main criteria would be
presence,
involvement, commitment, things like that.
Yep. Yep. He also kind of abandoned his ex-wife when she was in the hospital suffering from Lyme disease.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Yolanda Foster.
Yeah.
Real Housewives stuff, Steve.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just going off the last name. Oh, yeah, because he was dragged into Real Housewives, wasn't he? Or a storyline in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would be there kind of every now and then.
And the kids are Gigi and Bella Hadid.
Yes.
And then the boy who's just as beautiful, and I don't know his name.
Wait, David Foster is in the Gigi and Bella Hadid family?
Yeah, he's their stepdad.
Oh, get out of town.
Yolanda Foster is their mom.
I'm very Bravo illiterate.
And then her husband was, I don't know what he did for a living, the Hadid guy. What was his name? Muhammad Hadid? I don't know, but Steve, don't worry about it.
All right.
So yeah, they're her kids, and she was a model also, Yolanda. Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Say what you will about David Foster, and congratulations. So they had the baby, or she's pregnant?
They had the baby, Steve.
Catherine McPhee. Okay, wonderful. Congratulations. You want some good music? You pull up on your smart TV at home some night. David Foster and Friends. I think you can find the whole special on YouTube. It is really, really great.
Watch the whole thing.
Really great. Mm-hmm. Michael Bublé, mm-hmm. Brian McKnight.
I mean, everybody. I mean, he has been around for so long. He yes. probably goes back to like Barbara Streisand and Carly Simon. Thank you.
Ooh. And, you know, the Bublé story, remember in the documentary, he was at a wedding. He happened to be at a wedding in Canada. And from just at one of his friend's weddings, and the guy was like, oh, check out who we got as an entertainer. You got to see this guy. And it's like, okay, you've seen one crooner, you've seen them all. And then it was Michael Bublé performing at this wedding. And as the story goes, by the end of that night, David Foster said, you need to come live with us in California. We need to work on you.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was like all from Michael Bublé singing at a wedding.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
And that David Foster happens to be at. And it changes his life.
I like Bublé.
I Seems love like a good dude. The boobs.
He's actually, he was actually on one of those episodes of Celebrity IOU.
Yes, he was great in that.
He was really sweet.
Yeah.
He seems like such a good guy. Did he do something for his grandmother or somebody?
For his grandmother, yes.
Or and somebody, I don't think it was his grandmother. It was a housekeeper or something.
Was it the housekeeper for his grandfather who has since passed?
Yes, Steve, yes.
I'm putting me down, yes, Steve.
It's really good. I record all of those. So every now and then I'll just throw one on and be like, oh, I'm going to watch this one. Angela Bassett was in one? Or Viola Davis.
A fun little game to play. What's on your DVR? What's the weirdest thing on your DVR?
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, this is for you, Steve. Michael Bolton.
I love Michael Bolton.
I get it.
Keira Knightley.
Hashtag money.
What?
Yeah, this is what he's doing with what? One of his songs now.
Tell me, how am I supposed to trade without you?
Yes, queen.
My stock's been in your hand for all so long.
Man.
Donna, silence.
Finish.
Here comes the product.
Gonna transfer all my stuff and I'll be gone.
Where's he transferring it to?
I don't know.
Is that for E-Trade or Scott Trade?
Yeah, something like that. Right, does it say, Dawn?
It doesn't.
Okay. I'm going to find it out and I'm going to transfer all my funds.
Oh my God, you're so easily
I get it though. I mean,
persuaded.
By that voice, yes.
Yeah, he kind of has a Springsteen sound to him.
It's the brokerage, it's an ad for the new online brokerage, public.com.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And it's, I think it's actually a jab at Robinhood. Which was really big in the GameStop stock.
Sure.
And then there was some stuff and they stopped trading. And so he's taking his stuff and moving on. Oh my God.
Steve is already sold on it. Hey, Springsteen, you may have heard, pleaded guilty yesterday to drinking in a federal park, but charges of drunk and reckless driving were dropped.
As they should have been.
Right? Hey, listen to this. What are these people, like, live in a hole? He was fined $540, and the judge said, how long do you need to pay that? And Springsteen said, I think I could pay that immediately.
Yeah, I could pay it right now.
Right? His Jeep commercial is back on.
Okay.
Jeep said, as we stated previously, we paused the commercial until the facts were established. Now that that matter has been resolved, we are unpausing the film. So there you go. Okay, is this weird or is it me? Yesterday, we started talking about Bronson Pinchot.
Bronson Pinchot.
Correct?
Yes.
I go to page 6 last night and there's a story about him.
What?
Coincidence? I think not. I really enjoyed the story, though. It was very interesting. I'll tell you what he's been up to when we come right back. And then, Steve, would you like to add anything to that?
Yeah, after I read it, I thought, oh, I need more of Bronson Pinchot on my commutes. I'll explain when we come back.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
I'm wearing underwear.
That is mandated by the company. Happy to hear it. I am, too. What kind of underwear are you wearing now that we're on the topic?
Okay, thank you for asking. I'm actually wearing men's underwear. They're Chill Boys. I love these. I love these. They're the bamboo boxer briefs. Yes, they're for men, but women love them, too. And because I'm wearing baggy pants today, I'm like, oh, I feel so cool and soft.
I know.
Somewhat ladylike while wearing men's underwear.
What a day it is. Here's the key. The key is bamboo. And I have to tell you that, fellas, maybe you've done this too. You've tried other underwear. I've tried underwear from other companies that claim to be king when it comes to comfort. Not even close. I'm telling you, these are legitimately the most comfortable pair of underwear that have ever adorned my trunks that are my thighs. They feel good. The waistband doesn't curl over in defeat midway through the day. It's comfortable from beginning to end. You have to try them on. Once you do, you will be a believer. More info, you can find it at chillboys.com.
Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. So yesterday, during the Millennial X Games, Bronson Pinchot came up. Was it your question?
Yes, it was.
The name of the show, right? Perfect Strangers.
Yes.
Okay.
He played Balky Bartokomus. Mm-hmm. His cousin was Cousin Larry. He was from the fictional island of Meepos.
Did he have an accent?
Very much remember. So, yes.
Okay, so this is really interesting. So this article popped up in Page Six, just very randomly. I don't know why. And they have it listed as an exclusive. Like, he's not promoting anything that I'm aware of. It's just this random article about how he was very unhappy and very hypersensitive and depressed while he was playing that character that you referenced, Steve.
Hmm.
And it was all because he was in a relationship with a woman who just didn't treat him very nicely.
Hmm.
And he said it was really extreme. She didn't really give a damn about him.
Well, and he mentioned the juxtaposition of Perfect Strangers was a really popular show.
Yeah.
And he was going from screaming fans, police barricades when they're coming off set. I mean, like, people really loving on him. And then he would come home to his place and the woman he's living with doesn't even look up at him.
That's
and it's
really
like,
sad.
This is tough enough to come home to a healthy situation,
right,
off of a really like energetically endorphin high experience, like being a major celebrity.
Yeah.
To come home to your loving family has challenged some people. To come home to a despondent, disinterested significant other is, and I don't want to mince my words here, a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. He ended up getting a therapist. He said he initially didn't want to seek therapy because he didn't want to stir the pot. Poor guy. Anyway, he seems to be doing really well. So I didn't even know this, but he first became famous for a scene in Beverly Hills Cop.
I didn't know that either.
It is so funny. I watched the scene. Steve, did you watch it in that link?
No. Is there a lot of cursing in it?
No, it's very funny. I did link up the whole article that includes the scene at mytalk1071.com. But he played a character named Serge. I think he was an art dealer. He had a scene of less than 2 minutes, but a friend of his, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about Bronson Pinchot, who you know from Perfect Strangers back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. He remembered a friend telling him about this rave review that he got from Newsweek magazine praising him on making such an impact in 2 minutes. And he didn't even have enough money to buy a copy of the magazine. So he had to read the review in a supermarket.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And then he ended up, he also ended up in Risky Business, The First Wives Club, Courage Under Fire. And then in the 90s, he began spending chunks of time in Hartford, Pennsylvania, restoring properties in this town, which was a small rural town. That came up twice today.
Rural.
And he has a serious passion for design and renovation. He ended up having a show on the DIY channel, the Bronson Pinchot Project.
I remember this. I remember hearing about this phase of his journey.
I do not.
But then they ended up saying, like, the folks at DIY, and it went under new management, and basically they came in, and according to Bronson Pinchot, Balkan Bartokamus, they said, this stuff is too high-end. If there's not a peel-and-stick floor that we can put in here, we're done.
Yeah.
And so it was too good, well, there's
There is a picture of him in this article, too. He's a babe.
Easy, Donna. You know what he kind of looks like now?
The guy from Cobra Kai?
The guy from Cobra Kai. That's exactly right. Yes.
Yeah, the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super cute. And his accent is... So now he's doing audiobooks, by the way.
Which is why I would like to have him on my commute. I listen to audiobooks. Many of them could use a Bronson Pinchot.
He's done over 100.
Come on. He's won awards for it. He has a very artful way of reading.
Oh.
And sometimes the authors of the book... I do like it when the author reads it, but sometimes... I'm listening to one right now called The Atomic Habits, and the author is just pretty low energy.
Oh.
And I could just use a Bronson Pinchot.
I don't even remember what he sounds like. You know what we'll do after we play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge? We'll play a little bit of that clip from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, great.
Because it's...
Does he have an accent in that?
Yeah.
I can play it right now.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
The new MyWW Plus.
Oh, darn.
Weight Watchers.
Everybody's thinking about
it.
James Corden is doing it. Don't forget.
Okay.
Well, let's just... talking with Oprah recently about his journey toward weight loss.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Six more seconds here. Okay. Yeah.
And so we look forward to seeing the end results of all of that. Here, Bronson Pinchot and Beverly Hills Cop.
It's very busy today. Maybe you'll give me your name?
My name's Axel Foley.
And what is pertaining?
I didn't understand what you said.
Pertaining, what it's meaning, regarding.
Oh, what's it regarding? I'm an old acquaintance of hers.
Donna, one moment.
It's so good.
Donna, Brandon, tell me, Summers, that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to see...
Axel Foley.
Axel. Ahmed, Achwell.
Axel.
Foley is here to see her. He's our old acquaintance.
Donnie, this is covered in stuff.
It's like the breast of a dog to scrub for the customer. It's not sexy, it's animal.
No, it's not sexy at all.
May I offer you something to drink? A wine, a cocktail, espresso?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'll make it myself right back there with a little lemon twist. It's good. Try it.
So good. He does have
that Balki Bartokamus sort of accent there. And you get shades of, and this is before Franck. Played by Martin Short and Father of the Bride.
Yes. I don't know what year that was, though.
That was 84. Okay. Was when Beverly Hills Cop was.
Oh, my God. So good. I love that's it. Funny. Oh, my God. He's so funny. Yale graduate, too, by the way.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Wow.
Gosh.
Right?
Well, I'd love to see him in another show.
Me, too.
That would be fun.
That's
so fun.
All right.
We're going to play. Are we playing a game?
Yeah, we're going to play a game.
Yeah. We're going to play
Grant's
a game.
Grant's going to come in. Dawn's going to leave.
Oh, my gosh. Dawn, we love you. Thank you so much.
Hey, no
Thank
problem.
You.
I am Grant makes his triumphant return. We will play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Would you like to play? You can. Just dial this number, 651-641-1071. You can bet on me or Dawn. If you bet right, you will win a prize. College of Pop Culture Knowledge next on My Talk.
Good morning. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. It is time to play a game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. This is the 36th edition. We had a little bit of a delay there. We are back now. Steve is in the lead 20-15.
Yeah, whatever.
Donna, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But we do have a fun topic today, and we have Megan on the phone from Buffalo. How you doing, Megan?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, you got anything fun for the rest of this week or for the weekend coming up?
I went skiing last weekend, so I was pretty spoiled, and now it feels like it's all melting, which is good, but I always get a little sad when the snow goes away.
Where do you ski, Megan?
I went up to Giants Ridge, like in Bowabic, near the Iron Range. It's a really beautiful area, and it's a lot of fun. It wasn't too cold last weekend, so I can't complain.
I'm a big fan of Giants Ridge. Good spot. Good spot. You didn't get stuck in the chairlift like Steve's nephew, right?
No, I did not get stuck in the chairlift.
Good.
So
that's very positive.
All good. But I podcasted you guys all the way up there. I love that.
Oh, that's cool.
You guys are my favorite, so I love to listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, now you, I'm guessing, know how the game is played. You can depict to either play with Donna or Steve. Now, I said earlier, Steve is up 20 to 15. I'll give you the topic today. The topic is, let's see if we got a prize here. It looks like we're doing a winning. You're going to get a chance. Excuse me. Let me grab the right prize here to win an at-home screening of Land starring Robin Wright in her directorial debut on Focus Features. Digital screening is March 4th. So if you win, you'll get a digital copy of that, okay? And our topic for today is Olivia Wilde movie or Harry Styles song.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Olivia Wilde movie or Harry Styles song. I'm going to give you a title, and you have to determine whether this is an Olivia Wilde movie or Harry Styles song, okay?
I'm going to go with Steve. Not because I don't love Donna.
That's okay.
He might know more about Harry Styles, maybe.
Probably.
Well, you don't need to explain why you've chosen me. No one ever explains why they chose you. Just go with my girl, Donna. All right, Donna's leaving now. And we will be able to... Look, I'm going to win this for you. So it's Olivia Wilde movie or Harry Styles song.
Yes, those are the topics, okay?
Okay.
And I've actually, because they're kind of quick and short, I have four questions for today. We will use four if we get to the point where we can, okay? I'll determine it based on how you do, okay? All right, here we go. Steve, and then Megan, if you can, just wait to assist Steve at the end, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Don't Worry, Darling. Is this a title of an Olivia Wilde movie or Harry Styles song?
That's a Harry Styles song.
Butter.
Let's go Harry Styles song.
Ever Since New York.
Harry Styles song.
And Sign of the Times.
Olivia Wilde movie. I'm going to stick with those. I'm going to stick with Harry Styles, Harry Styles, Harry Styles. Harry Styles, last one too.
You're going Harry Styles on all four.
Yes. Now, my lifeline can change any or all of those.
Yes.
And I will leave it to her.
Megan.
Steve. That's a lot of Harry Styles.
I understand. I just panicked and thought, let's just make it a clean slate and then hand the ball over to you.
Okay, well, I know the first one is an Olivia Styles movie because that's where they met.
Okay, great. I like where your head's at. So you take over. I'm not allowed to have any input here.
Okay, so we're going to change. You're going to change the first one officially to an Olivia Wilde movie. Okay.
Yes.
Second one, Butter.
Butter, I have no idea, so let's stick with Harry Styles.
Okay. Ever Since New York?
Let's go with Olivia Wilde, because I feel like that sounds like a movie.
Okay.
Okay, we're changing that one up.
All right.
And Sign of the Times.
That is definitely Harry Styles.
Okay.
Okay.
So, let's
get... So, what's our order there? It's
So, Steve originally went Harry, and we changed it to Olivia, Harry.
Okay, wonderful. Great. All right, let's bring Donna back in.
Let's get Donna back inside.
Oh,
my gosh, I'm nervous.
Claudia, tell me your name again. I forgot. It's okay.
Megan,
that's what
Steve,
I said.
I know you. I was on Twin Cities Live once with my newborn baby.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, I did like a workout with my sister-in-law, Lindsay, from Nourish Move Love.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're old friends. Of course we would team up. Let's take Donna down. She's filled with vitriol off the air. Hey, Donna.
Hey.
All right.
Sounds like you did well.
We're just feeling extremely, extremely good.
Yes. Okay. Donna, you ready to go?
Yes.
Topic, Olivia Wilde movie or Harry Styles song? Today we have four questions. I'm going to give you the title. You tell me whether it's Olivia Wilde or Harry Styles. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Don't Worry, Darling, Olivia Wilde movie or Harry Styles song?
Harry Styles.
Butter.
Harry Styles.
Ever Since New York.
That is an Olivia Wilde movie.
Sign of the Times.
What? There's more?
One more. Yeah, Sign of the Times.
Olivia Wilde movie.
Okay.
So is that a Harry, Olivia?
Harry, yes.
Yes.
All right. Ow.
Final answers?
And we went...
I guess. I don't know.
Ho, ho, I think.
Oh-ho.
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 Oh.
Okay, so the first one, Don't Worry, Darling, was in fact what Megan said. The movie that Olivia Wilde is directing where they met. So I would consider that an Olivia Wilde movie, not a Harry Styles song. Steve
Lovely.
And Megan got that one correct.
Great.
All right.
I'm happy for
The
us.
Next one, Butter, was an Olivia Wilde movie. Both of you said Harry Styles song, so that is both wrong. So Steve is currently up 1-0.
All right.
Ever Since New York is a Harry Styles song.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
But... You both had guessed Olivia Wilde movie.
Yeah.
Steve, you originally went with a Harry Styles song.
I went all Harry, Donna, and then I allowed Megan to change them up. I went Harry.
So it comes down to this for a potential tie. Sign of the Times, Harry Styles song, or Olivia Wilde movie? And Steve went with Harry Styles. Megan went with Harry Styles. Donna, Olivia Wilde movie. Which
and
means Steve.
What's
is,
the correct answer?
It was a Harry Styles song. Sign of the Times. Harry Styles.
You
is,
shut me out. I'm just. Terrible.
Yeah.
So that means Steve is our winner. And Megan has won herself a viewing code for what was it again? The at home screening of Land, which is exciting, right? Nice job, Megan.
There you go,
you.
Megan.
Thanks, guys.
Megan, so way to go.
Fun.
You are going
Thanks,
to.
Bye. All right, Megan.
Enjoy
hang
the
on.
Prize.
And leave I her love alone. You. Leave her alone.
I'm her. I'm a
Bye,
godparent
guys.
Of
Bye,
one
Megan.
Of her babies.
What? You're the what?
Godfather of her baby.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to speak out of turn, Megan. Is that yet true or?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Honorary.
Wait, are you pregnant?
No, I was on Twin Cities Live like a long time ago. My daughter's almost 4 now, Aww. And Elizabeth was pregnant, and my sister-in-law was very pregnant, and I had my newborn baby, and we did like a baby workout on Twin
oh,
Cities wow. Live.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's so
And
cute.
So I tell my daughter, I'm like, you're already a TV star. You were already on Twin Cities Live when you were That's like right. 3 months old. So she's ready to go.
Aww.
Oh, how great. Well, you cute. Send her our love, okay?
Yes, I
tell her,
will.
Tell her Papa Steve loves her.
I will make sure okay. to tell her that.
All right. Thanks,
Bye, Megan.
Congratulations. Bye. Hang on the line. We'll make sure we get your details yes. for your prize. Hey, Donna.
Man, what?
I heard a new knock-knock joke, and I wanted to try it on you.
No.
Knock-knock.
Nope.
Is at the door. And his full name is
Suck It. It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 23-15, Donna. This is the beginning Shoot. Of the end for you, my dear. I sense that the first 2 years when I respectfully... mopped the floor with you, embarrassed you, whatever you feel comfortable saying, you seemed like you had turned a tide, and 2021 was your year, mm-hmm. and now I'm back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it? Does it feel good?
I didn't like today's game.
Yeah.
Why not?
I thought it was a fun kind of topic, but I guess it wasn't very fitting for the...
Nobody knows Olivia Wilde.
No, wait a second. Hey, Grant.
Yeah.
This is great. This is great.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Nobody... Yeah, look, we were even there... You're more of a Harry Styles freak. You're all in... You'll be at his concert. It's the whole thing.
I like the current Harry Styles stuff, you know?
Well, you didn't know Sign of the Times.
How's that go? I can't remember. Is that a One Direction?
You know, it's like a really slow... Methodic.
Yes, I know it.
Keep going, Grant. I didn't get
No, that. We're not. Actually, we're done.
All right.
We're done with me singing, please.
Oh, I was expecting some watermelon sugar.
Yeah, but then you guys would have said that was too easy, so I kind of went down the tricky lane.
I'm going to show you guys something.
No.
I just want to show you something. We're on video. You guys can see me, right?
Yeah, I'm really irritated by this video business right now.
Care. Look, I'm going to show you. You're going to see all my love handles and rolls. I don't care. You see? Wait, where is it?
Ooh, that? No. Is that an Icy Hot?
I can't. I'm so fat right now. I don't want to. Oh.
You see that?
Yep. Yeah. Icy Hot patch on his back.
That's a lidocaine patch.
Lidocaine.
On my back.
Everybody's got back issues.
I know.
I've got a cane today.
Grant, oh, you have a cane?
A cane to walk with? Oh, I wondered if that was a Theracane, which can help to get pinpoint spots on your back.
I do have one of those. No, this is just to basically, if my leg gives out, I don't fall on my face right now.
Now, do you want to explain to anybody why you have a cane today? You don't have to.
No, yeah, that's fine. Absolutely fine. On the way home from work last week, I got into a quick minor accident. I was rear-ended on 94. Didn't really have any pain. Friday got a little sore. Saturday got real sore. Sunday... Oh. Couldn't walk, was in the emergency room, and that's why I haven't been here the last few days. I've been really kind of immobile. So,
were they able to get you an injection?
I am going in tomorrow at 8 a.m., so Brother Rob will be with you guys tomorrow for the first hour. But yes, I'm going to get an injection tomorrow at 8 a.m. They were going to try to get me in sooner, but apparently a lot of people have back problems right now.
Yeah. I mean, Steve, you, our boss, just said that she almost stayed home.
She took a day off yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Any chances she was just being a complainer?
Yeah.
Yeah, never.
She's like that.
I stuck the patch on just for sympathy. I told you guys what I told you guys when I got a planter's wart removed when I was in third grade. They sent you home in a little slipper just to get home.
What's a planter's wart?
It's a deeply rooted wart.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. And it can cause pain. It's on the bottom of my foot. Anyway, I brought the slipper home, and they were like, that's just to get home. I opted to wear the slipper the next day at school and found some old crutches in our basement. So I really had some attention.
Why am I not surprised by this story?
I also once wore a neck brace to school.
Did you have people sign it?
Is that a thing?
You could. Any kind of a casty thing. This is a soft collar. That I had, but well, Grant, listen, we're happy that you're back.
Thank you.
And we hope that you're back to full strength soon enough. But that's how it goes with those. When you get rear-ended, it can be a don't assess it immediately.
I know. And I told you that. Remember Friday, I was like, you're like, yeah, I feel fine. I'm like, I hope you continue to feel fine because that stuff sneaks up on you. That's too bad, Grant.
Yeah, well, I'm back now and it's going to be bad. I you know, I'm still in a lot of pain, but it's a lot more fun to be here in pain than sitting at home in pain. So.
Well, and I'll be fine,
too,
guys.
Well, you got those two horses at the house, too. Yeah, Steve,
I may have just sort of tightened it when I was working out.
All right, well, stretch
it out. And I probably survived a minor heart attack on Monday night when I had back and chest pains, but it's fine. Doesn't even matter. Here I am.
I was in the emergency room, and I'm waiting to come in, and this guy comes in. He goes, I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm like, you could see him first.
You know? Right?
I was like, you go talk to him first. I'll get on the line here.
That is the key, though, when you go to an ER. Yeah.
Which one did you say
you're having chest pains... Then you're in front of the line.
Yeah, I was at.
They don't want someone dying on their floor.
Ooh, Methodist, right in St. Louis Park.
Got it. Yep. Had a couple surgeries there myself.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Oh, look at the time. Donna. We got to go. When we come back, what are we talking about, Steve? Let's talk about.
Oh, we got a little fashion roundup.
Yeah, we got a little fashion roundup. We'll tell you what's back in style. You might be happy about it.
It's a really questionable looking style, but you cannot argue with its function. And no, we're not talking about a fanny pack. I'll tell you what it is. And then I have some pointers for all of us, how we can be more fashionable in 2021. We'll dig into that when we come back. It is the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show. You know what? If you're one of those guys... listening right now, who's looking down at his overstuffed cargo pockets and thinking,
jeez, didn't know where that was going.
Cargo pants are back in style. I know you're probably thinking, wait, they were out of style?
That wasn't the thought, but keep going.
You are accidentally fashionable again.
Oh.
A fashion writer for Rolling Stone says that cargo pants are popular right now with a lot of the hip-hop artists. Mm-hmm. And they happen to be the biggest trend setters for fashion right now. What say you guys?
You're dudes. Yeah, I have a definite opinion about this. First and foremost, the functionality of cargo pants, cargo shorts cannot be denied. That being said, they do look not always their greatest. They're more passable in shorts than they are in pants. But with shorts... it's all about, I don't wear them, but if you do, your shorts need to hit about 2 to 3 inches above your knee. Mm-hmm. If they're cutting across your knee, God forbid below your knee, just so you know, it's throwing off the whole look of your body. It's just, that's the main mission I have. That's where my heart breaks for men.
How about for women?
Short length. How high should their shorts
be? How do you feel about women wearing cargo pants?
You know, I feel like cargo pants for women could be pulled off a little bit easier or men wearing joggers. If you had a jogger cargo pant, but a cargo pant makes you think of just loosey-goosey. Hell, those might even zip off midway down and turn into shorts. They have some of those too. And again, it's very functional. Like my dad wears a cargo situation where he's like, I can carry everything on me. I could exist in the wild for a week. And so if you're looking for functionality, if that's where you are, these can't be beat. But in terms of fashion, form-fitting, flattering to your physique, not always the best choice. Your thoughts?
I would say that as long as all your pants or all your shorts aren't cargo pants, it's fine.
What's the right ratio?
Let's just say 10% of your wardrobe.
Okay.
If that's the only kind of shorts you're wearing,
you're trapped in a decade.
Yeah, yeah. that's exactly right. And when did we start calling these joggers?
Like the skinny jogging pants?
Is that what they are? They're skinny, like they're like, tapered at the ankle?
Yes, yes.
We just used to call those sweatpants.
Yeah, I know, Donna. But guess what happened?
Yeah, when did it happen, though?
I didn't
get the memo.
The pandemic? People thought it'd make it more fancy to call them joggers rather than sweatpants, maybe?
No, it was pre-pandemic. Yeah? It was pre-pandemic. Mm. Joggers were pre-pandemic. But yes, you're in sweatpants if they're loosey-goosey and you're cleaning your house. You're in joggers if it's a tapered leg, tight at the ankle.
Okay, that's what I was wearing last
and
night.
And that booty pop.
What was that part? That booty pop?
One more time. That booty pop. Because then if it's form-fitting, you know, that booty pop, and then it's fitting your legs right and nice and tight at the ankle.
But I want it loose in the waist.
You want that booty drop?
I just want it loose. I don't like any, I don't know.
I don't like it snug when I sit down or bend over. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't want anything snug.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be fashionable. I'm trying to be comfortable.
Oh, Donna, you don't have to explain yourself. We knew that. No, I'm kidding. You're very fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Okay, it's too late.
Donna,
it's
no, no, late. You, my lady.
What are some other fashion trends?
How about a belt? Big belts are coming back. The old way to approach the belt, according to InStyle, was a practical accessory. They hold up baggy pants and like an afterthought. The 2021 way, the statement buckle. It is back. More and more fashion influencers and icons are bringing back the midsection belt. So try using this little extra bit to maybe cinch a dress, a blazer, a sweater.
I don't like how expensive they are. I'm not kidding. Aren't they expensive? Like
belts.
You pick up a belt, there's nothing special about it, and it's like $48.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'll get some old rope.
I get so mad.
It's like tires. You don't realize when you go to buy them, you rarely buy one.
Yeah.
And then when you buy it, you're like, oh my God, those are expensive.
Yeah.
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 The bralette is a big fashion statement in 2021. The old way to wear a bralette was as a brassiere. Sometimes it's, you know, the more comfortable alternative. Maybe you could like layer it under baggy shirts to provide an extra pop of color or print. Well, the 2021 way is bring on the bracket trend. Celebrities can't stop wearing bralettes under their cardigans and blazers or blazers. And there's no time like the present to give it a try, says InStyle.
I like the way you say bralette, like Corvette.
Bralette.
Bralette. I say bralette.
No.
Bralette.
There's an E at the end. You have to say bralette.
Oh, okay.
Because if it was a bralette, it would be B-R-A-L-E-T.
I see.
I think. Anyway, you don't have to match your bralette or your bralette to your top layer either. Simple black option will work with a multitude of looks. So, Donna, in this picture, they just have women wearing like an oversized cardigan.
Yep.
And then just your abdomen is exposed. You need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so too, the upper part of your chest. And then you could have like a cloth, comfy bralette.
Okay, thank you.
Are you interested in this?
No.
Fashion trend? All right, how about this? Bright colors. The old way of wearing
like
bright
that.
Colors would be sneaking in, you know, a little extra pop here, like a bold shoe or a hat. Spices up some neutrals. The 2021 way, mon frere, go all out. And don't shy away from borderline ridiculous combinations either. Some of our favorite influencers out there and celebrity outfits are taking advantage of the color blocking trend.
Okay.
Go big.
I like it.
Go colors.
Oh, no. Here comes the 80s.
The matching sets.
No, the voluminous sleeves and shoulders.
Oh, yeah, that's a... That looks nice on her.
Yeah, because she's a model.
Okay, Donna. You don't think you would look good in that? You'd look great in
no,
that.
No,
it
don't
looks
want...
like she's wearing a puffy sleeved top and curtains on the bottom.
Yeah, it does. It's terrible. Chunky flats. Chunky flats. I do like that.
Do not like the look of those.
I like them. Really?
Oh, Donna, no.
The yeah, guys, they're like old lady shoes.
Fine line between chunky flats and orthopedic shoes. And yeah. God love you if you need them. We'll all need them at some point. But I think you just wait for life to come to you. Don't force the issue.
How do you feel about the maxis, the dresses?
I like them in general. Do not like the one that was pictured. Oh, Lord.
I'll link this up for everybody at mytalk1071.com so you can see all the... the fashions for 2021.
Good show today, guys. Kalina Bradley.
Yeah, no, we're going to come back. Oh. We're going to come back. Grant's going to have a dirt alert, and then we've got some movie news coming right up.